Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name's Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you've joined us for today's program. It's on the deliverance ministry of Jesus Christ. We have Matt Sorger as a guest, and it's going to be an awesome time as we spend it together in Him. Welcome to Insights. I have with me Matt Sorger. Matt, it's awesome to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
We're going to talk about deliverance.
Amen.
Deliverance from devils,
yes,
and infirmities and mindsets and all kinds of different things. But, you know, I remember, Matt, when I was a new Christian, I was loaded, actually, with demons. I'd received Jesus as my Savior, but I had these things in me because of what I'd opened my life up to before I got saved. So I needed deliverance ministry. I remember getting those critters cast out. It felt so good after they left, but it was a little bit of a shock when you could feel their presence in you. But praise God. The Scripture says, "He who the Son sets free is free indeed." And that's our Jesus. He is healer and He's deliverer.
That's right. That's right.
And He wants to set captives free, no matter what's binding them.
Yeah.
But you've had a lot of experience in deliverance ministry.
Yeah. You know, Patricia, as God's led us into the healing ministry, at the same time, He's also led us into deliverance ministry, because I find a lot of times they go hand in hand.
Yes, they do.
But, you know, I think it's really important today for the church to understand that deliverance doesn't have to be this taboo subject, you know, you know, oh, you know, there's something harassing me, we can't talk about that. You know, I think there needs to be a place of grace where people are able to come into the light and be set free.
Yeah.
Because you know what? When Jesus died on the cross, He died for a completed work, spirit, soul, body, and mind.
Mm-hmm.
And there are Christians that are walking around with areas of their life that are being harassed by the enemy.
I know.
And they keep it covered over because they don't want anyone to know, because they're ashamed. And they're walking in areas of bondage where really they can be totally 100% free.
Deliverance is the children's bread.
Yes,
the Scripture says so. And you know, in Jesus' ministry, a lot of His ministry was in the casting out of devils. It was just kind of like, you know, they went their way, oh, cast this devil out, cast that devil out. It was like, it was a normal part of their day to cast out devils.
It was normal.
And it should be normal for us. And you know, it shouldn't be, you know, a real hidden thing or anything. It should, it's just a normal mandate of the church when we go and preach the gospel of the kingdom.
That's it right there. Jesus, when He sent out His first disciples, He said, go and preach the kingdom, cast out demons, and heal the sick. So it's part of the supernatural ministry of Christ that we are a part of today. And you know, I've really seen this, especially as, you know, as a young person, one of the gifts that the Holy Spirit began to lead me to pray for was the discernment of spirits. And I found myself as a teenager praying, Lord, give me the discernment of spirits. And as I began to grow in that gift, the Lord actually imparted it to me. And when He did, the spirit realm became open to me. And I began to discern all different things that I had never been aware of before.
Right.
But today, they've become tools that really enable us to minister effectively to people. For example, we were in a church in Georgia, and there was this sweet elderly couple that came forward. The man was 93 years old. His wife was 91. They were newlyweds, married for 1 year.
Oh, that's adorable.
They had never been in a spirit-filled service before.
Oh, that's adorable.
They were
adorable.
Baptist pastors.
Aww.
And they came into the meeting, and we began to minister healing. This sweet man, a year before, had tripped over a suitcase, hit the floor, and hit his head on the ground. And as a result, for a whole year, he told me, he says, I have not slept one night in a year. He said, I can't sleep. The pain in my head is so excruciating, I live with it all the time. He had hearing aids in, he had a cane, he was just full of infirmity. So we're praying at the altar, and I look over, and I see this man sitting there, and my eyes are opened, and I can actually see a demon on the back of his head. So I walk over, and
what did it look like? Do you mind
it
asking?
Looked like a ball, like a glob, just
like
kind
a
of
black ball.
Just attached right on the back of his head. So I walked over, and you know, I didn't scream. I know there's different anointings where at times you need to get loud and aggressive, but with this instance, it was more just a firm authority, taking authority over it. In Jesus' name, I see you, I discern you, you have to go.
You're out of here.
You're out of here. And instantly, tears began to roll down this man's eyes, and he looked up at me, and he said, what's happening to me? What's happening? He said, the pain is gone.
Wow.
The pain is gone. And I said, sir, the Lord is healing you. I said, take those hearing aids out. And I said, in Jesus' name, you spirit of deafness, come out of his ears. And he looked up at me again. He says, I feel something coming out of my ears. It was like, and both of his ears instantly popped open. Like the Lord just pulled it right out.
Awesome.
This 93-year-old man gets his perfect hearing back, gets totally set free from this infirmity that was oppressing him. And he turns to his wife, and his wife turns to him, and I say, miss, take your hearing aid out. God opens up her ear, so she leans into him, and she says, well, honey, I guess we're not going to have to scream at each other anymore. And God healed both of them and delivered them. But what I learned was healing and deliverance sometimes are connected.
And
it was so important,
Matt,
to be able to discern so that this man could be set free.
Oh, that's so precious. Yeah.
And you know, and I think too, a lot of times when you know, people say, well, how do you know? Is it just natural sickness or is it demonic?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the signs I think is if a sickness has no diagnosis, if the doctors can't figure out what it is, why it is, how to get there, how to get rid of it, they just don't have the answers, it's a good sign that there's a spiritual root or
right.
a spiritual oppression.
Right.
So it's been awesome to see, and as I've developed in the gift of discernment, there was an instance when my grandmother lived with us years back. For about 10 years, both of my grandparents lived in our house, and my mom took care of both of them. She was a wonderful daughter. And my grandmother had become very sick, and fluid began to fill her lungs. And they brought her to the hospital, and she ended up getting worse. I believe a spirit of infirmity actually attached itself to her body in the hospital. She came out. They sent her home to die. So she's in the middle bedroom of our home. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, I hear this commotion. And I wake up, and I walk into the room, and my parents are there, and my grandmother's there, and she's suffocating to death. She's dying. But when I walk in the room, this sulfur stench hits me right in the face. And I turn to my parents and I say, do you smell that? And they said, no, Matt, we don't smell anything. I said, you don't smell that sulfur. And I looked at my grandmother and I could see my vision was opened, a demonic infirmity spirit attached on her chest. So, I mean, this unction came on me.
Wow.
I literally jumped on top of her in the bed and I rebuked this thing off of her. I said, you spirit of infirmity, get off. It came right off. 2 minutes later, she was sound asleep. Her lungs were clear. She was fine.
Wow.
She went from death's door to being healed, sleeping like a baby.
If only we could have caught that one on film. That would have been
would have been something.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt, this is amazing. You know, this is our God. He is true. He is living. He's a lover. He's a savior. He's a healer. And he's a deliverer. We're going to come right back, but we'll take you to a little break right now. See you in a few minutes. Welcome to God Talk. We're talking about the deliverance ministry of Jesus Christ, and we have Matt Sorger with us. I love those testimonies that you shared earlier and the freedom that came to people. You know, sometimes in meetings, have you ever been in an overseas crusade or something where the whole place goes ballistic, you know, en masse? It's like demons just... God releases his power en masse and the whole place goes ballistic.
Yeah,
we've seen that too, and it's just like freedom encounters for the masses.
Yeah, and you know what, Patricia? We've seen that overseas, but you know what the Holy Spirit has spoken to my heart? That there's a wave of mass deliverance coming to the body of Christ in America.
Wow.
And some people think, I'm a Christian. I can't have a demon. Well, you know what I've come to understand? Is that when you get saved, your spirit man...
Well, that's it. Your spirit man saved.
It's perfect. Is sealed with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
But you've got the soul,
you've got
the mind, and the body that still needs to be renewed.
Yeah.
That can be harassed by the enemy.
Yeah, it's kind of a naive thought. I think it's just people don't understand. Because when I first heard Christians say, oh, you can't have a demon because you're a Christian, it just like confused me a little bit.
Yeah.
And then the Holy Spirit starts showing me, he says, well, if you're a Christian, can you have a cancer cell?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty yuck,
you
know?
Yeah.
And yet, Christians do get cancer cells in their body, you know, depending on, you know, the entrance of that. And in the same way, demons can come into the soul or the body.
Mm-hmm.
But our spirit man, when it's born again, Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Mm-hmm. And so your spirit man is made in the image of Christ, and there's a perfect part of you. Yeah. If you were to peel off everything else and just stand there with your spirit man, you would be absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
And just like in his nature. And that's why we're to walk in the spirit, because when we walk in that new nature, then the old things have passed away, all things have become new, and it can't be touched by the enemy.
Yeah, and you see, that's the key right there, because we do have the Holy Spirit in our spirit, but when you yield your life to the working of God, then the Holy Spirit starts to take over your mind, starts to take over your soul, and he begins just to clean everything out. And people might, some people watching today, they might feel hopeless, like they've been struggling with a certain area of their life for so many years, they've grown hopeless in it, and they're like, I don't think this is ever going to change. Well, I have good news.
Yeah.
That Jesus came to totally set them free.
That's
and
right.
They can be totally free.
Totally.
100%.
Why should we put up with a bondage?
That's right.
You know, we're called to freedom.
Yeah.
You know, Christ has called us to freedom.
Yeah.
And we're going to walk in it. And there's, you know, promise after promise after promise in the scripture. And we have also authority, because Jesus gave us his name.
Yeah, that's right.
That's amazing.
That's right.
It's like the king saying to one of his ambassadors, here, you can go out and do business in my name. Mm-hmm. And whatever you do, I'm going to back it up. Whatever you do, here's my signature. Just back it up. So Jesus said, this is how you cast out devils in my name.
That's it.
So we just release that authority. Mm-hmm. And those things have to bow.
Yeah.
You know, they have to go.
That's right. And the more we're submitted to God's authority, the more authority we have from him. You know, and what I've learned is, especially when it comes to authority over the enemy, that it, for my own life, personally, when I yield myself to God, I'm under his authority, therefore I have authority over the enemy. When you're under authority, you have authority. And I think that's a real
that's
key.
That's a real key. And also, the more revelation you have of the authority of Jesus, the more revelation that's working in you, the more you'll see that authority operating. I remember one time, this is a fun story.
Yeah.
We were leading a youth group down to Mexico. We used to do that every summer for years. And on our way down, we'd stop in this place in L.A. and do some ministry. And one of the places that we ministered in was a hospital where there was a lot of, you know, mentally challenged people, emotionally challenged people. And a lot of them were born with very, very severe defects and things like that. And many of them were demonized as well. So what we would do is we'd get our young people to go and wheel in all the stretchers and the wheelchairs and stuff like that, and they bring them into this great big room, and we would have a service for them, and we would sing, and we would pray for them, and just minister to them. I loved it. I loved doing that. So this one day, I'm out with the young people gathering all the people in their wheelchairs and everything, going out to the different places and bringing them in. And so I left one of our youth to sing songs. Mm. And him and another guy were up there, and they had guitars and they were singing songs. So the one guy who was leading, he starts singing this. He says, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. It was just an old chorus we used to sing.
Yeah.
We have the victory
in
the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Demons will have to flee. Well, all of a sudden, demons started manifesting all over the room. Every demon in the place started manifesting en masse in North America.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And it was like people were gyrating on their stretchers and everything, and they were screaming and waving their hands. And so I come in with this person in a wheelchair. And I'm seeing this place, it's like a zoo. And my young person who's leading worship, he's just frozen, like freaked out. He's freaked out.
Like,
he's,
what's happening?
He says, and he just continues singing this song, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. No faith operating, only fear. All of a sudden, this guy, he comes plunging out of his restraints and goes after the throat of this guy that's leading the worship. So the guys in little white jackets come, tie him up in a blanket, and let him out.
But
I thought, there's so much power in the name of Jesus.
That's
that
right.
Even though that young man was actually not operating in total faith, the demons that were in those people, they knew
the
authority that was in the name of Jesus. It's so powerful. Anyways, we did land up having an amazing service, and I believe a lot of deliverance did take place there, and peace came on these individuals. It was just outstanding.
You see, it was even as they were exalting the name of Jesus and worshiping God, an atmosphere came in and the enemy just had to flee. So, you know, sometimes people ask, well, Matt, how do I get free? How do I get the breakthrough? Well, I've learned there's three main ways. Number one, you could just cast it out. You know, when God exposes something and you realize it's there in your life, number one, you repent of it, ask God to forgive you. Maybe someone will help pray for you and just cast it out. Number two, you can starve it out. And what I've learned is for people to not only receive deliverance, but maintain their deliverance, walk in their deliverance, starve the enemy out of their life. In other words,
don't feed it, it's breakfast food.
Don't feed it. Don't look at anything that thing would want to see. Guard your eye gate, set healthy boundaries. And one of the things I've learned about deliverance and freedom in Christ, sometimes you just have to know where are you weak and where are you going to set the healthy boundary so that when the enemy wants to tempt you into something, there's a boundary there so he can't get you.
Absolutely.
And whether it's shutting the TV off, turning the internet off, whatever you have to do. Jesus said, if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off.
Yep.
And I don't think he was literally meaning cut your hand off, but what he was saying is whatever measure you have to take to deal with these areas of your life so that the enemy has no access point, then the enemy gets starved out of your life. And a lot of people, you can actually go through self-deliverance where you just begin to make godly choices.
Yeah, sure you can.
And the enemy is just starved right out of your life.
Sure you can.
And number three, squeeze him out.
Squeeze him out.
In other words,
I've never heard this one before.
In other words, get so full of the glory
that
whatever else is in there has to get pushed out.
That's good.
And I saw this happen with a young man in Denmark. We were in we did like a week meeting in Denmark, and this young man came in the first night. He was 18 years old. The Holy Spirit, in the middle of worship, says to me, call him out here. So we call him out to the front. Power of God hits him. He's on the floor shaking for an hour. And I'm standing over him thinking, surely the anointing, the call of God on this young man is amazing. It's awesome. God, your hand is on him. And then at the end of the service, when I give the altar call for salvation, he was the first one forward. He wasn't even saved. Never in church before.
Wow.
Just got saved, filled with the power of God, got so hungry for God, followed us in his car, slept in his car, followed us all around Denmark. 5 days, every night, getting saturated with the glory of God, getting filled with the glory of God. By Saturday morning, we're having an intimate time of prayer and worship. This young man is on the floor under the power of God again for like the fifth, sixth day in a row. His clothes are fully drenched with the sweat of his body, sweat all over the floor. I mean, he was just having these deep encounters with the glory. God was filling him. All of a sudden, he didn't realize he had rage on the inside of him. It was suppressed and pushed down from his childhood. He was 18 years old, but all of a sudden, this hideous laugh begins to come out of this young man. He didn't even know it was there. He didn't even know what was happening to him. But all of a sudden, there was so much of the glory filling him that it literally forced this demon to come up and surface.
Wow.
And as it came up, took about 10, 15 minutes, took authority over it. The thing came right out of him. He got off the floor and looked at me, and he said, "The sky looks bluer. The grass looks greener. I feel lighter than I've ever felt in my life. I have never felt like this ever." And it was just by the glory of God going in, pushed everything else out.
I love it. You know, these are very powerful testimonies. And the same God who delivered these people can deliver you of whatever it is that might be binding you up. You can cast it out, starve it out, squeeze it out. I love that. And these are keys that Jesus is giving you today.
Destiny Words are prophetic words of encouragement from the heart of God just for you.
We have a website with a deliverance room on it, and our very first response, once we put the website up there, was of a young man who got delivered off the internet from internet pornography. And he just went on our deliverance room on site, and we're praying right over his computer screen for people that needed deliverance from internet pornography. And he was completely delivered. He felt the power of God on him. He felt the demon leave him. And he testified of a deliverance, and he'd struggled with it for so long. And that's coming back to my mind right now as a word of knowledge. And there's someone watching this program now, and you've been struggling with it, and you've even responded to church altar calls and everything, but you haven't been able to get free from it. And the Lord's going to put a really strong fight in you right now, but also right through the screen of your television or your computer screen, whatever it is right now, the power of God's being released to you right now. The fire of God's going into you, and I speak deliverance in the name of Jesus from this internet pornography addiction that you have. I break its power over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Whoa. And I ask, Lord God, that you would fill that person with light right now. Fill them with your light. Fill them with your life. And actually, you're feeling pressure in your eyes right now. It's like your eyeballs are feeling pressure. I command the demons that are coming out through the eye gate to come all the way out right now in the name of Jesus. All the way out right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, just cause their eyes to be so filled with light. And give them a really strong will to stand against any further temptation that might come to them. God loves you. You're so special. And I just wipe all the shame off of that too in Jesus' name.
Yeah. There's a young woman watching right now, and there's been some abuse in your past when you were a child. And even as Patricia was sharing about the shame, there's been a covering of shame that's been over you. And it's even hindered your relationships with other people. You've just really withdrawn, and it seems that there's just walls around your heart. And the power of God is here right now. There's such an anointing here. And God is just going to break those walls down right now by His love and by His anointing and by His power. And just, I want you to lay your hand over your own heart right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I take authority, Lord, over the walls of shame and fear that have just closed this precious daughter of God in. And Lord, I pray right now in Jesus' name for those walls to be disintegrated by your power. And Father, I just break off all shame from her life. And Lord Jesus, anything that has been connected to the trauma of her childhood, I command that spirit of trauma to loose you right now in Jesus' name, that you would be totally free from your past to move into your future. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord's showing me that someone's watching who has a shopping addiction. Mm. It's like you can't stop going shopping.
Jesus.
And I mean, I love shopping, but I've never felt that compulsion. And it's been tormenting you. And you know you've got a problem. You're overspending. In fact, you've got charge and credit cards just maxed out in almost every department store around. In fact, it's so bad that, you know, you were even thinking you might have to even claim bankruptcy to be able to handle it all. But the Lord wants to completely deliver you from this addiction. And just lift your hands up to Him right now. Lift your heart up to Him right now. And ask Him to forgive you for this leaning into it and fulfilling those temptations as they come. It's gotten so bad, though, that you can hardly say no to it. It's controlling you. I'm going to break that in a moment. But you have to ask Jesus to forgive you of giving into the temptation. Now I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just break the power of this compulsion, this obsession, this spirit of addiction to shopping. In the name of Jesus, I command it to loose her right now. I command all the things that are, all the spirits of insecurity and rejection and the fear of rejection to also leave right now in the name of Jesus. The fear of not having enough, the fear of never being fulfilled. I break the power of those fears in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord God, I ask that you fill her up. Fill her up with satisfaction that comes from your presence. Fill her up with your goodness. Fill her up with your light and with your life in Jesus' name.
Yeah, and the Lord is speaking to my heart right now, even for this woman that Patricia was just praying for, that there's been some things that you've covered up and hidden, things that you've spent money on, that it's actually has put you in some serious debt, but you've been lying and there's been things to try to cover up what's been happening. And the Lord is just saying, encouraging you to come into the light completely, be honest with your family, with your husband, bring it all into the light, and there'll be grace there for you and forgiveness for you. And that anointing will help you to have self-control and wisdom in how you're spending your money. So I just release that to you right now in Jesus' name, that everything would just come into the light, that there will be no deception and nothing hidden over, but just a full uncovering under the grace and love of God. And I just pray grace over your family today, that there will be full restoration, even in your relationship with your husband, full restoration there in the name of Jesus for you today.
Well, the Lord so has his hand on you, you know, because I've got a continued word still for you. Mm-hmm. And this might sound a little bit harsh, but the Lord's saying, enough is enough. I want your whole heart. Mm-hmm. And that is the issue, is that he just wants your heart. And you've been sitting on the fence with him, and he's saying, jump off that fence and give him your complete heart today, because he loves you, and he's going to bring restoration of all things in your life.
Never again will the enemy harass you. In the name of Jesus, you are free.
Thank you so much for joining us on today's program. It's been amazing. And you know, no matter what area that you might be struggling in, Jesus wants to remind you that he is your freedom. And he wants you free even more than you want to be free. So just reach out your hand to him and draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to you. He loves you so much. And it is for freedom that he came to set you free. So where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Would you just reach out and receive that right now? And also, here's a special destiny word for each and every one of you. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. We'll see you next time, okay?
I want to talk to you about the spirit of trauma and how to deal with that in your life. First, I want you to know that God loves you unconditionally, and he's on your side and he's for you. But what I've learned is that many times when people go through a traumatic experience in their life, and it could be some sort of physical trauma or it could be an emotional trauma, that sometimes there is a what I call a spirit of trauma that moves into that wound and infests it and actually brings a stronghold in where there's been a woundedness in a person's life. I've seen this. We talked earlier in the program about the elderly man that had a physical trauma and it caused a spirit of infirmity to prolong the pain in his body. I've also seen this happen emotionally with people where they go through some sort of rejection or fear or some emotional trauma in their life, and this spirit of trauma goes in. But I want to encourage you today that as you open up your heart to God, he'll bring healing into your heart and freedom from any oppression of the enemy in Jesus' name.